Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from your back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. DLJ Music Group. City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City. It is truly the illest sex talk show there is on Blog Talk. And for those of y'all that listened last Friday, y'all know exactly what the fuck I mean. Whew, man, every time I go back and look at the footage of that show, I get so turned on and I have to go fuck something. That show, by far, was one of the best shows I've ever done. I'd have to say it was the boldest, the craziest, like, how? It just, that show was just me. It was my personality. It was everything all rolled up into one. You couldn't ask for anything better. My co-star was good. The artist was real good. Prophet, big shouts out to him. He has the soundtrack. He has a song on the soundtrack for Limitless by Robert De Niro. It was number one at the box office Friday, so it should still be number one because Robert De Niro is a sexy-ass white dude. Oh, white dude. Probably still blowing some backs out, but that's neither here nor there. Prophet stopped his interview with me so he could log in on Tiny Chat to see a bitch get it in. And he was very, very happy along with all the other viewers that was on Tiny Chat that watched me. It was actually a really, really good show. So I guess everybody is asking themselves, like, okay, where can we see the footage? For those of you that are familiar with me, you can go to www.chalkmommyproductions.name.com to see the footage. And my new site, chalkmommy.com, will be up within a week so that everybody can see all the new footage, because it's about, I'm speechless today. It's about 40-something minutes long. Had to break it down into 15-minute increments, but you get to see what happened during the show, and y'all already know some shit happened after the show. Yes. It was wild, I have to say. I did the damn thing on the air and off the air, so I'm not mad at myself. I think I did a really good job, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you can go on www.chalkmommyproductions.name.com, and you can see it's like five different clips of what was going on throughout the show. And then when my new site comes up, I'm going to put the full footage up there so everybody can see. Yes, you're going to have to pay for it. It's a paid site. So I'm not going to keep giving you guys everything for free. But anyway, the next live show, and I mean live, all the way live, is going to be next month. And it's going to be a surprise. I'm going to have the actual artist in the studio with me. Not sure what mainstream artist I'm going to hit with the flex and fuck his head up, but it's going to be somebody big. I don't know how he's going to react to what I do, but I know his dick could be hard and then everything else will fall into place. I'll do my part. I'm not going to give everything away. Got to give leave something for the imagination. You know what I'm saying? So now, with that being said, next month, you're going to be looking for me to do a live pay-per-view show. It's going to be crazy. When I mean crazy, I mean out of this world crazy. If you thought last Friday was crazy, imagine that times 10 with another chick, and it's going down. Yes, it's going down. So, you know, I'm not going to give up all the secrets and everything like that. But, you know, for everybody that's been following me all week, it's been a good week. It's been a real good week. I had an excellent time. Everybody's been talking about me. I haven't heard anything bad except for last night, and we'll get to that in a minute. But everybody is, like, really shocked at the show. Like, wow, you're bold. I can't believe you did that. Well, believe it. Yes, I did, and I will do it again, and I will do it again, and I will do it again. You know what I mean? The pop rock was awesome. I guess, you know, my co-star, he was a little nervous at first because, you know, you have all these people, not people, but you had two other people around, and I'm doing the show, and he didn't have my undivided attention. So at first, his shit was whack, you know. He was doing what he felt he had to do. All right, cool, boom. Then, after the show went off, the cameras were still rolling, he decided he needed to get his face back. I'm not mad at him. And did he get his face back? It was just like a straight-up movie. Every time I look at it, I start to cream and I want some. But, ooh, so I have to pick up the phone and I have to call somebody to come beat it up so I can get this orgasm out of me after watching me fuck. I did not realize that shit was so fucking sexy that when I'm in the mirror looking at you, hit it from behind, or whatever it is you're doing, and it's recording, that shit is so sexy. I have all the clips in my damn BlackBerry. So when I'm at home working, instead of pulling it up on the laptop, I sit there and I pull it up on my phone. And I sit there and I watch it, and then Chica starts to get hungry. Then I have to make phone calls for her to get fed. So that's not a problem because everybody always wants to feed Chica. So, you know, I'm happy with that. So, with that being said, I have another announcement. On April the 29th, Chocolate City, together with Sex, Let's Make It Better, we're going to have a big-ass shindig at Myrtle Beach. We're going to have an event full day, meaning by the time people get there and check in or whatever, we're going to have all kinds of events. We're going to have foot fetish, foot worshiping events for my foot people. Then we're going to have toy demonstrations. So my girls that do the little sex toy parties, they'll be there getting your rocks off, you know, getting you to buy toys to use for later. Then we're going to have oral instructionals. We're going to have that popping off. Will I be giving instructionals on the pop box? Maybe. You'll have to come and find out. And then we're going to have poetry readings for all those people that are into exotic poetry. Got you. Then we're going to have some lingerie going down. Then we're going to have some tantra. Oh, my God, we're going to have tantra. That's going to be good. So with that being said, keep your calendars open. April 30th through May 1st, we're going to have pre-sale tickets. Tickets are going to be $50. And, you know, we're working on getting, like, travel packages together, room packages and stuff like that. Because if you stay in my villa, oh, you're going to pay for that. Nah, that don't mean I come with it. It means you get to say you woke up with me. Not how you woke up with me, but that you just woke up with me, whether your ass was on the couch in the living room or if you was somewhere else. Somebody in the chat room wants me to explain tantrum. So what I'm going to do is go into my little group on Facebook because someone broke it down for me. And, somebody would ask me what that was. Okay, I got to find it. Then I can tell you exactly what it is. I got to find my post. I tell you. Because it's not really complicated. It originated in India. And it's sort of like Kama Sutra, for those of you that are into that. And it's like the spiritual, mental, it's like the total package of lovemaking. And some people are so good at it that they can have you bust an orgasm without even touching you. I seen that like a couple weeks ago when I went to an event, and I'm like, what in the hell? This dude was the bomb. So if he could do that with his hands, I could just imagine what the fuck he could do to me, touching me. So I'm just like, whoo, God, great guy from Batman. So I'm still trying to find that so I can give somebody in the chat room a detailed description on what it is. Am I even in the right group, first of all? I don't know. I'm going to keep talking until I find it. And then someone, damn it, I tell you, when I'm not looking for shit, I find it. And when I'm looking for something, I can't. Oh, well, such is life. Such is fucking life. But anyway, that's what that is. Let me go somewhere else. Yeah, I was in the wrong place. Here we go. So, but we're going to have that. Okay, Tantra teaches us to reclaim our sexual intimacy, which is our birthright. The Tantra is over 6,000 years old and originated in India. So what I did was I did a survey on my BlackBerry, and a friend of mine that's in the Navy, he was stationed in India, and he was telling me that Indian people are so sensual that they taught him all these things. So basically, he was like, the Indian how to hold his first nut for hours. And a woman can come like 3-4 times before he even busts his first nut. And I was like, word? He's like, yes. He's like, it's mental, spiritual, emotional. As to me, like I said, it's the total sexual package. And it's like so many people are starting to get into that and practicing it that I have to have that at my event. I think that is going to be the height of everything. Like, so we got the foot worship and the toes. Suckers, the foot massaging, the soul, we got that going on. Then we got the toy demonstrations coming in. Then the oral instructionals, that's what I'm waiting for right there. I think that is going to be the bomb right there. Pop rocks, halls, ice cubes, whatever it is people want to feel comfortable with, doing what they do, then we're going to do it. And then, like I said, the poetry reading. Then we're going to have females come and do the little lingerie. We're going to have a film production crew there. We'll have a photographer there to take the pictures. It's really going to go down. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like one of those, like, damn, wow, I'm having a good time. And it's going to go into the wee hours of the night. So then, before everybody starts getting busy, we're going to have that tantra experience. So therefore, that's going to heighten everything. That's going to set it off because I know there are going to be mad people in there rubbing their clits, mad dudes stroking their dicks, everybody wanting to fuck something, make love to something, practice tantra, whatever. And then that's when everybody's going to get busy with the flex. and we're going to do the damn thing. A DVD will be made, and it will be sold on the site. You'll be able to get it through me, I'm Chalk Mommy, and you'll be able to get it through Gigi. So I have everything all planned out. So if you can't make the one on April the 30th, the following month, we're going to be in Florida. We're going to be in South Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Panama City. And then we're going to go to VA. We're going to go to ATL, D.C. I mean, I'm taking this party tour all over because this is something people need. They need to be able to have a party where they can express themselves with no inhibitions or no restrictions, no restraints. They can be free to be comfortable in the skin that they're in because sexuality is something that is so fucking beautiful when done the right way. Even if you do it the wrong way, it still feels good. But when you sit there and you take the time out and you get the mental stimulation and you get that that mental and emotional connection with your partner and you got that eye staring going on, shit, that makes for some good ass fucking, I ain't even gonna lie, that shit be good as hell. But enough of that, you know what I mean? So tonight I have Relentless Trey from D.C. He's a rapper. He's going to be calling in at 8:30. For some reason, I realized I didn't have his music at the last minute, and I'm running around like a chicken without a head. So basically, I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties, but it's okay. I'm multitasking, and I overcame, and I have the music. And then when he calls in, we'll play it, we'll talk about it, and we'll do what we do. So tonight's topic is going to be, did what I do Friday night degrade women? Because I was speaking to a friend of mine and told him what happened, and he had the audacity to tell me that that was not good and I had just degraded women. Me personally, I don't see how I degraded women when it was a consensual act between me and a friend and no one got hurt. And it's not like it was some old crazy off-the-wall shit or anything like that. And so I posed the question to him was, okay, what's more degrading, what I did or what men do to women, Bike Week or Memorial Day in South Beach? And this was somebody that fucked 14 girls one weekend at Memorial Day in South Beach. So, I mean, I'm not understanding. I felt like what I did was something that was nice, something my fans wanted to see, something I wanted to do because I'm an exhibitionist. I love being in front of somebody, getting it in, and that was something I always wanted to do. I was able to do it. I was happy with it. My man was not mad. You know, he comes home next week. Big shout out to Maserati Black, a.k.a. the Don. You know, we talked about it, and he was just like, you know, it was for business. My ratings were good. Everybody saw the new bigness in me. They seen how I get down. So, I mean, I don't feel like I degraded myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to take my radio show on a national campaign. So evidently I must have been doing something right. I'm not saying that it was wrong, but all I'm saying is I must have did something right. So therefore, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Whether I take heed to it is on me. I took it in stride, didn't argue, didn't fuss. I just posed that question for them, and, you know, they didn't answer. So, I mean, it is what it is. So that's going to be the topic. So for people that listened in, please call me and tell me what your thoughts were on the episode of the Tampa Takeover last Friday. And while we're doing that and waiting for my artist to call in, I'm going to go ahead and play some music. I'm going to play what I always play because this shit felt good last Friday. So this goes out to Ali.
Wet beat. 3-6 in the crew. Mike Stone's what it is, bro.
I'm about to beat this pussy.
Yeah.
Remember
last night,
feel good. But there's no bell that can stop us, stop us. She's moaning like a Baptist choir, choir. The neighbors listen and be quiet, quiet. Round one, girl, I'll be poking and stroking it while I'm rolling in it, girl. I'll be controlling it, yeah. Round two, yeah. You'll be moaning and groaning, girl, while I'm moving and grooving. Round three, round four.
I'll be that pussy down, I'll be that pussy up.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Don't it feel good?
No,
wow, that was Blood Raw and Michael Stokes. I bet it feels good. And I swear it felt good. So good Friday. Yes, it did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, tonight is going to be an interesting show. It's laid back after last Friday. And everybody's like, what the hell is this bitch going to do? I ain't going to do shit, but just do what I've been doing. Chilling. I'm on cruise control right now. Can't give y'all everything all the time. Got to hit you with the flex and spread it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that in mind, I am going to be chilling. I'm really going to be chilling. I'm going to be on my best behavior. I keep thinking about teasing y'all next week. For those of you that are on my site, yes, it keeps going back to my site. Damn it, it's my show. I might actually do a shower. Take my laptop into the bathroom and do a shower. Well, I shower 2 or 3 times a day anyway. So I'm thinking about taking my fans into the shower with me and, you know, letting them see how I get down and whatnot. So that should be interesting. The one thing about me is, like, you're not going to know. I'm going to hit you with the flex. It's going to be like one of those last-minute things, like, oh, 5 minutes before I get in the shower, I should not have blast. Like, oh, about to be on Tiny Chat, taking a shower. This is going to be a last free web view of me. And then, boom, do it that way. Then people will just be like, oh, man, Chalk, that wasn't fair. You wasn't fair. That wasn't right. That wasn't right. But, hey, that's just me. I'm a spur of the moment, drop of a dime chick. However I feel like doing it, that's what I'm going to do. So, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, I am going to play another song. Let me see. Oh, gosh, everybody is just, all my songs are nasty. So we're going to play Everybody Bitch by Tom G.
That's everybody. Oh, that's everybody. get seen, he tipping. You handcuffing that nigga, stop tripping. He fucking, stop calling my phone. That ain't your man, what you calling him for? He fucking everybody from Hillsboro to Poe. That's how a nigga, yeah, that's everybody get ho. I'm out to know, since you all booed up. On Facebook, talk about true love. But your nigga over here still trying to fuck. It's your nigga, mama, that's what's up.
A couple of days ago,
me and Prophet and a couple of DJs from Florida and Tom G, who had the song I just played, he was on too. We're all up on Twitter talking about it. And it is right. Like, it was so funny because I guess everybody was just like, wow, like, are you serious? Like, I can't believe that. Believe it. That's why they call it Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show.
That's what's good, you know what I'm saying? Do you. It is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is grown. So,
people
had to, they had to see, it had to go down like that. And the topic of tonight is because one of my friends told me that what I did on Friday night degraded women. And I don't see that because it was consensual. Nothing out of control or anything like that. And for it to come out of my friend's mouth, I was kind of shocked because this is a person that takes part in South Beach weekend on Memorial Day.
Right.
And we already know how that is. And, you know, bike week is kind of ridiculous. So, you know, if I'm not mistaken, he fucked 14 girls that weekend. So what's degrading? What I did with one person.
Right.
Or fucking 14 bitches back to back. I'm sure some of them was together.
I may be jealous, you know what I'm saying? You ever thought it like that? You know what I'm saying? Maybe maybe it's a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. I mean, I'm saying, like, that probably your friend, you know what I'm saying? And he has some negative to say. You're a grown woman. You're supposed to do whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? You one person. You don't speak for the whole, you know what I'm saying, woman, you know what I'm saying? So for him to say that, I think it might be a little bit more there, you know what I'm saying? He might want to look into that.
You know, I thought about that too because I feel like this. Women, even men, if you're comfortable in the skin you're in and you like to get down a certain kind of way, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Me, I always wanted to have sex with somebody watching me. So that night, fulfilled a fantasy in several different ways because it was on Tiny Chat and then the two men there that was filming it, that shit was cool. Now, if I could have had some females there with their men and then everybody could start interacting, then, you know, that would have been better. But that's going to happen on April the 30th when I have my first party at the beach. So it's like it's also grown and sexy, not like, oh, how to get it popping in on bike week or anything like that. But it's like grown and sexy. It's like, come, you already know certain things are going to happen. You ain't got to try too hard. You just go with the flow. You did get hard. You pull it out. You interact, you know. You men might have their dicks used as models for oral instructionals, you know, because I'm a beast with the head skills. So I might be showing women how to pop their man off that weekend. I don't know. It just depends. But enough about me. We'll get back to that later. You got to tell me about you. Where? Because you have the accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they were like, well, you sound country, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think, like, the area that I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the woods, you know what I'm saying? Like, the sticks, for real. So, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, like, I'm not from D.C., you know what I'm saying? I'm right outside of D.C., so when I have a show up the city somewhere, they look at me like, wow, you know what I'm saying? He's different the way he talks. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it, but even when I go to the studio, they be like, you know what I'm saying? You can tell that you from the woods somewhere, you know. But, you know, a lot of ladies, they like my voice and the way I talk, so, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's country. It sounds like you could be from the city a little bit. So it's not country like South Carolina country or backwoods country or, you know, the type of where they sit there tease you and say you was an inbreed or something like that. It is sexy because you got that little twist and that little twang to it. And I'm sitting here looking at your lips and
you won't believe how many people were like, oh man, just I get a few comments about my lips, you know what I'm saying? But really actually I'm jive shy, you know what I'm saying? You know.
You what?
And I'm kinda shy. For real.
How are you gonna be shy?
It's like with music though, when I get the mic in my hand, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing my thing, it's like, you know, I let loose, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you see me somewhere, if you speak to me like a pretty lady speaks to me, any kind of lady speaks to me, I'll probably just blush, you know what I'm saying? That's just the type of person I am, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, like you bite your fingernails. Is that what happened when a bad bitch come up to you and she's like, hey, little listen? You just like, oh, shit. You like start biting your nails. Like,
I ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm red, so they instantly can see that I'm blushing, you know what I'm saying? So most of them, you know, they think that's cute, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I guess I can use that to my advantage, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when your manager told me about you, I went onto your website.
Uh-huh.
And I really liked what I saw. It was quite interesting, you know, because the music and everything like that. And I thought, let me go pull it up right now so I can make sure I'm speaking knowledgeably on what I got to say. But hold on, because it's going to start. Okay. Now, I like the page, you know. Got this nice little stand, the home of Maryland's own, relentless.com. I'm feeling that. Then, it's like I'm going down here, and I'm looking at some of the things, your songs and stuff like that. And I wish Skinny would have sent me Dedicated to My Favorite Porn Star, because that's the one he had me listen to. And I was like, ooh, yes, I like that. I like
you know
that.
What? I meant to ask him earlier when I was on the phone, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking that all day, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it would fit the mood of the show. But actually, I sent that song to, like, all my favorite porn stars, you know what I'm saying? And it's so funny, right, because some of them be hating on each other, you know, they be like, why you name her in this song? You know, I'm just like, wow, it's like that, you know? But, like, majority of them, they love it, you know, and, you know, I talk to them on Twitter every now and then, you know. I'm rarely on Twitter, as you notice, because every time you post them, I just hit retweet, and then I'm right back off of it. So it's funny. I was like, wow. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I love that song, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, actually, I got a song called Porno Movie. That was on my first album, which y'all can go buy that on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? And the album's called The Real One. But, like, people used to come at me like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, we got it in on your song, The Porno Movie. I was like, for real, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for people to say that, you know, it must be, you know, one of them songs, like, when you hear, like, oh, okay, you know, so I can play this for my shorty, or I can play this for, you know what I'm saying, whoever, and you can get it in on my music, man, and that's something special to me, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, you know.
Okay, my question to you, while you was making My Favorite Porn Star, was you looking at a porn movie, or you made that moon song after you had finished watching a flick, what?
I mean, to keep it all honest, I love porn, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I had a discussion on my Facebook page, and I asked, you know what I'm saying, would you sleep one or would you date one? You know what I'm saying? And me, I'm most likely, yeah, I would date one, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, some of them real cool, you know what I'm saying? You had some of them, you know what I'm saying, it was all about, yeah, I'm going to fuck this nigga and get money, you know what I'm saying? That's all they were about. But some of them real down to earth, you know what I'm saying? And, it's just like, I just love porn, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can watch it, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the women on there are just so beautiful, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, you know? You know?
I got you. So, like, what was, like, the feedback from that on your page? I'm sure people had a lot to say.
Oh, yes, you know what I'm saying? Because a few people, you know what I'm saying, are actually ex-porn stars, you know what I'm saying? And I know some people who have, you know, several porn stars, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of mixed feedback. A lot of females, you know, of course, they was like, no, I would never do nothing like that. And some dudes, you know what I'm saying, they were like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I will sleep with one, but I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that, you know what I mean? I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might be shy, but, you know, if I'm comfortable with somebody, you know what I'm saying, or I'm attracted to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Anything happen, you know.
That's funny thing. Because when I think about it, females are so quick to be judgmental of other females, And I think it's because they are mad because they don't have the balls to do what somebody else is doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, oh, she's a porn star. Okay, she's getting paid for it. What's the difference from a female being lights, camera, action versus you going to a club, meeting a fucking baller and tricking with them? Well, I mean, what's the difference?
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many women out here do the same thing what porn stars do for free. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Homeboys got videos, hands all up in the coochie, and if you got a big pussy, somebody's shit might be up to your elbows. They got that shit on fucking tape. You know, they put that shit on my site.
Right.
Or that shit might be up on XTube. And like, oh my God, bitch, you just talked about me, but damn, I ain't got no half arm up in my shit either.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't really understand it, you know what I'm saying? But I guess they just look down on it, which is crazy to me. Because I swear, like, some of the, you know, my past or whatever, some of these women, they was wild, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it is crazy, you know, but it is what it is.
How did you get into the rapping game?
Well, I'm from, like, a small town, you know what I'm saying? And I always loved music. And, like, my first, like, I always wanted to do music, but my first, like, yeah, I got to do it. The first time I heard Bone Thugs and Harmony, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, I was like, wow, that's different. You know what I'm saying? It's not like no New York, no West Coast, you know what I'm saying? They from somewhere different. You know, they from Cleveland. So I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Maryland. Why can't I, you know what I'm saying, be different and get myself out there? You know what I'm saying? So that's how, you know, I was like, you know what? I want to be, you know, someone different in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to my music, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of different from other artists, you know what I'm saying? The way I rap. So it's like everything I do, I try to do a little bit different from everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I try to come up with concepts a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're dedicated to my favorite porn star. You never really heard too many people who got songs like that, you know what I'm saying? Or they're scared. Or they're scared to write songs like that because they're going to think, you know, so they worry about what other people think, you know. Me, I write out whatever's on my mind, whatever I feel, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I just want to be different, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want no major deal because I love this independent movement, you know what I'm saying? Because most people, when they go major, they make you switch up your whole style, you know what I'm saying? You can't write what you want. And I just love this. I have total control, you know what I'm saying, what I want to do. So, like, I'm working on this. Well, actually, I'm working on 3 albums right now. And each one of them each one of them got their own theme. And one of the themes is, like, sex, you know what I'm saying? So, and dedicated to my favorite porn star is going to be on that drink. And I got, man, this album right here is going to be crazy. It's going to be one of them drinks you can pop in with your shorty. You can ride to it and whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's going to lead to you. You're going to be happy at the end of the night, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be my favorite album that I'm working on right now because it's like, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I can write me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to lie about nothing, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I do in the bedroom, I can put it down on lyrics. You can put it down in the studio and people are going to like it, you know? So,
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that release, you know what I'm saying? When I come out, yeah, I know the ladies going to dig that one.
Wow. That is, like, so good, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think too many rappers who made an album dedicated to sex, you know what I'm saying? So why not, you know, try something different?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, ooh.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you here, but, you know, when it get done, make sure that you get, like, the first copy, you know what I'm saying, so you can give me your input on it.
Oh, I will most definitely do that.
Yeah.
I will most definitely do that because it's like, to me, I'm always intrigued with artists because everybody's mind works differently. You know what I'm saying? What might inspire you might not inspire the next person. Everybody has different aspirations and inspirations. So it's
right.
like, you know, me doing this show, I love it because it's like, to me, I feel like it's a media outlet for you to come on, express yourself without being like, hey, you can't say that on the air. We can't talk about that. Fuck that. We talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. We do whatever the fuck we want to do, and that's
yeah.
that. That's why I love my show. So people can come on there. If you're like, yo, Chuck, you know what, hold up. I'm about to blaze up real quick. I'm like, all right, cool, I don't smoke. Go right ahead. Do what you do. Like,
right.
be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
that's what I want people to do. I want them to be free to express themselves, be free to do whatever it is they want to do, and all
right.
of that good stuff.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And that's something important because now you hear a lot of the artists, they write what they think is cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they hear something on the radio, they try to mimic that idea, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you get a lot of artists sounding the same. And me, I like to go the other way, you know what I'm saying? I like to do me, you know, because it kills me. You hear this, you hear, like, different artists, like, on the radio over and over and over, and sound like they're singing the same song, you know what I'm saying? So it's like... If I ever get a chance to get on the radio, I know it's going to make a big impact. But I don't really do too many, you know, like do like a lot of songs that's radio. It can be radio friendly, but the radio wouldn't play because it's not what, you know, what people want to hear per se. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but they don't, I mean.
So many people are putting too much emphasis on mainstream radio. Mainstream radio ain't getting your ass no deals. They want you to work, do everything that you're supposed to. Then they think about picking your ass up, and you still got to come out your pocket for fucking everything. So I applaud you for wanting to stay independent because fucking record deals don't mean nothing. Shit, motherfuckers still walking around being broke.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I went to Atlanta a few years ago. It'd be people, you know what I'm saying, just walking around in the streets that you never heard on the radio, and they'd be platinum, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, so it's, you know what I'm saying, like, go mainstream for what? So you can be somebody, you're a product, basically. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at you as a person, they look at you as a product. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I call it? Being an industry bitch.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? They pimping you, they doing whatever they want with you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You're right. And I refuse to be that person because if they're going to try to tell me what to write, it's going to be whack, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not me. You know, I wouldn't have no kind of material because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I like to go out and, like, you know, go out to the bars and drink, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't going to hear me on a song, you ain't popping bottles and all this and that, you know what I'm saying? You know, what if the people, some of the people who listen to you, they don't pop bottles? How can they relate to you? You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm just like, my music is just for, like, for the average listeners, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to reach everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just make music for the bottlers and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I know a few bottlers and drug dealers or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Listen to my music, like, you know what, Dre, I can listen to you, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of hearing that other rah-rah all the time, you know, so.
Oh, I feel you because the industry is different. People, they got record deals back in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and I say, like, in the first few years of the millennium, they good, but right now, that shit is, like, so fucking hard. And then, in all actuality, hell, a lot of the rappers that were street niggas, they got to go back to what they know. It's a fucking recession. Ain't nobody buying y'all fucking music like that. Not when we can get motherfucker 3 for $10 CDs on the corner, $3 for $10.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, especially, as like, people don't realize, like, when you're not hot or when people just, like, don't feel like giving up that money, it ain't really shit that you can do about it. Like, motherfuckers is just like, man, fuck that. Am I going to spend money on this CD or am I going to spend money on this fucking blunt or this bottle?
Right.
That tangible get high shit going in every fucking time. And a lot of the rappers tell you shit ain't like how it used to be. I mean, because I talk about this rapper a lot. And because I'm shocked by him, he's like really doing it. And it's like people think that he's talking, but he's actually serious. Papa Duck out of Florida. He was mm-hmm. he don't want to get signed. He's averaging $5,000 to $8,000 a show.
Oh man, see that's hot right there.
His street, yes, his street team is getting fucking awards. Say for instance, if they come to Maryland, ain't nobody heard of him. His team gonna come and create such a fucking buzz. When he get there, he hot as hell. It's like he one of your own.
Right. Oh man, that's how.
And that's what people gotta do.
Right. Is that where you located at now, Florida?
Nah, I'm actually in North Carolina. I used to live in Fort Lauderdale. I miss it. I miss it a whole lot. But, you know, Florida music is different. Everybody in certain demographical areas, their music is so different. Like, New York got their own shit. Fucking Maryland, D.C. got their own. Really don't hear too much out of V.A. like that. You know, when the Clips and Pharrell and them ain't doing shit, you really don't hear too much aside from, you know, Timbaland and Missy being from there, being producers or whatever. Then ATL most definitely got their own shit. They got dances. They got trends. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Florida,
right.
Nasty. Like, you can always count on them to bust a nut, you know, to fucking get a nut out of their songs. Cali
right.
is just so, so different. Texas, Fifth Ward, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, they have their own type of swag. It's like music is changing so much to where it's like you sit there, and to me it's like you said, when you get that deal, they want you to start to become commercialized. So it's like you're giving up your freedom, your expressional freedom, because now they were like, oh, no, we don't want to write this because we don't want to offend this person. We want to cross over this and the third. I look at it like this. Be your damn self. Motherfucker gonna like you or not.
Right.
Tom, Mary Jane, I mean, shit, why you got to change up to appeal to, like, the white audience, this, that, and the third? Hell, they don't want you to change when they want to fuck you. I mean, last
right.
time I checked, a white dude didn't want me to sound white when he was fucking me. You know, I'm just using that.
I hear you.
using that as a scenario. Matter of fact, we have a caller that wants to come in. We're going to play your music because he only sent me two songs. So we're going
right.
to bring in Mr. VA. He's from New York. He was in that music era from back in the 80s and the 90s when things was, like, way different. And
right.
I'm sure, I mean, I ain't said nothing crazy because I've been good. I ain't said nothing to start no shit. I ain't been instigating. I ain't been no dirty broad on the show. I've been nice. I'm waiting. I ain't going to be a dirty broad with you on the show because you're sweet. So I'm going to be real laid back, and I'm going to be good. And I'm bringing Mr. G.A. in, and he's going to have some questions for you. He got questions for every fucking body. Too.
Right.
I'm like, woo. So hold on.
Okay. All right.
Mr. G.A.
What's up, Chuck? Mommy, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Yo, one love to my man, the artist on your show tonight. One love to him, man. I heard
oh,
talking.
Man. Thanks so
much.
You know what I'm saying?
Much respect, man. Saying much love, man. Like I said, I've been in this shit for a long time, man, with the old swing, new school cats. And, you know, I think, like you said before, earlier, I'm saying, you know, be yourself, I'm saying, in the industry. Don't be commercial for nobody else. Like, I look at Seba right now. He made that song called Fuck You. I'm saying that song is hot as hell. He got a Grammy for it. I'm saying the song
right.
is hot, man. It's, I mean, and he's himself. I'm saying, so, you know, that's how you feel, man. Then move with it. I'm saying keep that movement going. That's how I feel with it. I mean, I like your movement, I like your style, and keep it going. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, thanks. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's one of, man, it's independent because, like, man, these fans, like, you know what I'm saying, I really reach out to fans. When they, like, hit me up or whatever, I don't be trying to, like, fake like I'm going big time, you know what I'm saying? I answer to everybody, you know what I'm saying, once I get it or when I can, you know what I mean? And, man, you're right, man, this independent movement is more to it than what a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they look at you like, oh, man, you ain't on the radio, you ain't on TV, you ain't doing nothing. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You check my stats on my website, you know what I'm saying? Some of my songs getting like 5,000 downloads a month, you know what I'm saying?
One love.
You know, so, man, I got to keep it this independent movement. I love it, you know what I'm saying? I never going to leave it.
I mean, and that's what's up because, I'm saying, it's all about what I'm saying, your stats, I'm saying, you know, what's selling, what's moving, I'm saying. And also, too, with the one kid they got discovered on MySpace, the Jamaican kid. What's his name? Oh, what's the guy's name? And he, no, Jamaican kid, young boy. Remember? Young boy. The heavy set kid got discovered. I can't remember what he called his name.
Not Kingston, was it?
Kingston, yeah, him. Kingston, yeah. He got to come on, on MySpace. I mean, come on. I mean, for, you know, when cats talking about what you're not doing, there it is right there. I'm saying, it's coming on MySpace.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, the proof is important. I'm saying, you know, people see A&R reps see what you're doing, trust me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be out here selling mad records, I'm saying, on the streets. I'll be on the radio. But A&R reps,
right.
I mean, they're on MySpace, they're on Facebook. They checking for cats all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when cats come at you on sideways saying you ain't on the radio, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
And that's real talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Straight real talk, man.
Yeah, so, you know, when I get them comments like that, I'm just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, think what you want, you know what I'm saying? But keep on listening to the little bit bullshit on the radio all day, you know what I'm saying? The same
right,
five
right,
songs, you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, but whatever, man. That's what I do.
I tell a lot of cats, man, when you're out there making music, man, make music, I'm saying, that can last for, you know what I'm saying, for... Make it like longevity. I'm saying like Houdini and Billy Fresh. Those cats, old school cats, they still doing shows today, getting money every week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting money. I mean, you know, a lot of cats make one hit wonders. They make songs that may last for a summer, for a springtime. I mean, nah, nigga, making songs will last for a long time. You feel me?
Right.
That's where
right.
That's when you know you got a lot of credibility. I'm saying the game. You make songs, you get a show in 20 years and keep getting money. And then that's
right,
how the
right.
game goes. That's our goal. Okay, make music for yourself and make it for your fans too, but make sure it's gonna last longevity. You feel me?
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. That's what I do concentrate on too. Making timeless music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear a song on my web. I got like plenty of songs on my website right now that I did back in 2003. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you wouldn't even tell by listening to it. You know.
Much respect, man. Much respect. I'm saying, keep getting it, all right? And that's my word to you. Keep getting it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm saying, you know, make it work for yourself, all right?
All right, thanks, fam. You know what I'm saying? And like, man, thanks, you know what I'm saying, just calling in and talking to me. Thank you.
Always
you
love,
know
man. Always love. Always love.
All right, man.
Matter of fact, on that note, we're going to play Who I Be by Relentless Dre.
Yeah.
Bang.
Okay.
Get up, get up, get up, and get on that grind. Some of y'all, some of the time. See, on my own, I gotta get mine. I never complain. And I know I'm blessed around. I'm real, part of my time. My future's bright, it's part of my shine. God can holler and let me lead the blind. And even the darkness around me, the goodness keep me grounded. It's never a doubt, look beyond the clouds, and I look around it. It seems my blessing occurs. I'm destined for the evil lurk. Could be me lying in that hurt and be my number one truth. But I gotta get up and get it in gear. And this is my year, no regrets, no more. Shed the tears and face my fears and lead my peers. I tell if you don't have to sound stupid and make music. Do it from the heart, it's time, it's up to you just to choose it. This simple mind, it makes me lose it. Every time I hear I'm on that radio, it's like, here we go. God knows the energy shady though. They wanna play me though. Guess what, it's all been played. Don't make a break. Oh, God knows who I be, know who y'all see. God remember me, relentless all day. God know who I be, know who I see. God remember me, relentless all day.
God know who I
relentless
be, know who I see. God remember me, relentless all day. God know who I be, know who I see. God remember me, relentless all day.
Call me the fire starter, who you know who grind harder. Better hope to boost fire retarded when the beat start up. Cause I'ma add the flame to the fire, it's rock and fire. Don't believe what they're saying, cause them do some lies. If the price is right, I can do this all night. I'ma spit the truth so that you have got it to the light. You don't have to sell lame, get out and grind and get some fame. Look at me, I'm doing it, man. Still young and still the same. Already assumed the industry not ready for me yet. Taking over streets, you can find me all over the net. Then let your iPod and your CD deck on the slide mic, take it, girl, so you better come correct. And they say relentless, so versatile. On top, it's been a while. Rap monster, ever since a child. This ain't nothing new, y'all know what I do. On this microphone, don't mess around. What's wrong with you? Y'all know who I be, know who y'all see. Y'all remember me, relentless all day. Y'all know who
remember me relentless all day.
That is Who I Be by Relentless Dre.
Yeah, what you think about that one?
About that song. Oh, man, I'm feeling that. I'm just like, okay, I'm sitting here. Like, because the whole time that we're sitting here talking and I'm interviewing you and stuff, I'm tweeting. So when females start looking at your lips and they cock their head to the side and other stuff like that, they're actually going to be looking at a tweet that I sent about, you know, you got some pretty lips and you look like you can eat some pussy. I'm sorry. I had to put that out there. So, you know,
oh, no, it's all like, good.
They
came
up to you and open up their legs and just show you their pussy. That's why they're going to be like, I seen on Twitter. It's
like, oh, now, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I always, oh, because, you know, I can rap fast, right? So I do get a little bit, you know what I'm saying, little comments. Oh, well, you can rap fast, so I guess you got a pretty tongue, huh? You know what I'm saying? I get some of those, too. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, you know, in the bedroom, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. You know, I might be shy when I first meet you, but once I get to know you, you know what I'm saying? Behind closed doors, it's whatever.
See,
you know
that's cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be writing songs like dedicated to my favorite porn star or like porno movie, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
So what do you have planned for 2011?
You say what do I got coming out?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm working on the album. Well, it's like three albums, you know what I'm saying? They're all called Tyranny, you know what I'm saying? But each album got their own theme, like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, you know, like, one of them going to be for sex or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then one of them going to be for the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can ride to in their car, you know what I'm saying? All of them, basically, you can ride to the car, but you know what I'm saying? You know, you got you and your homies or you and your girls, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just out there chilling and having a barbecue or whatever. You can pop that one in, you know what I'm saying? Then I got one, you know what I'm saying, like, real deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of quiet, so I think a lot. So sometimes I think about, like, a lot of weird stuff. So it's like a weird out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you journey into, like, into my mind, you know what I'm saying? And I think that one is kind of, it's going to be kind of crazy. People probably look at me like, wow, you know what I'm saying? This dude is kind of crazy. But it just, you know, like, you know, I write out what I think. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean that, you know, I'm trying to be a bad person or a crazy person. I'm just writing out what I think, you know what I'm saying? Or how I'm feeling at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be three albums into basically like you know what I'm saying, a trio, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't like I'm almost done. One of them gonna be done probably by the end of this summer. That's gonna be the street album. And next probably is gonna be the sex album. You know what I'm saying? And the deep one probably like somewhere around Christmas.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, like, you plan on doing any tours? You got any upcoming concerts?
It's like every time, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it's kind of crazy because, you know what I'm saying, Bone Thugs influenced me. And over the years, you know what I'm saying, I became cool with them. And I used to do tours with them, you know what I'm saying? They come on the East Coast, they're like, Dre trying to roll us to the next show or next two shows. And I'm there, you know what I'm saying? Opening up for Bone Thugs and Harmony, for, you know what I'm saying? My idols, they, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people can't say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to meet my idol, and they respect me for my music, you know what I'm saying? I do music with some of the artists, you know what I'm saying? I got one of the artists on my album, my upcoming album. I had one of the artists from Crazy Bone label. He was on my first album. I'm on some of their mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. You know, a lot of people like remember me in high school, you know, singing their songs all the time, and now they see me on Facebook with like thousands of pictures with them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They're like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You made your dream come true. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. One of my accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I just kept going. And
oh, I feel you. I feel you on that because I had Lazy Bone on the show a couple of weeks ago, and me and him, we still keep in contact. And it's crazy because it's like, okay, here I am doing this radio show, and here I am kicking it with these mainstream artists and stuff like that. And to me, y'all are normal people. Y'all put your pants on one leg at a time like
right,
I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all do everything that I do. It's just that y'all are given, we're all given talents in life. It's all about
right.
how we use them and everything like that. So I'm sitting here like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a wild dude right there too, man. That's like my uncle right there. Every time you just see me, he just busts out laughing because we already know we about to get drunk, you know what I'm saying? Do some stupid shit, you know? You know what I'm saying? But, man, them dudes, man, you know, they, like, real down to earth, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these artists, you know, or celebrities, man, they, you know, they don't want to chill, you know what I mean? Just chill with people, you know, or even give you a chance, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like my music, and so they like, you trying to do the show? Hell yeah, I'm trying to do the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, performing in front of thousands, you know, and killed it. You know, so I do get a lot of their fans, too. You know what I'm saying? Just being, you know, being around them.
I mean, that's a good thing because it's like everybody has to start out somewhere. And it's like some people are blessed to start out in the middle and some people are blessed to start out at the top. But for me, starting out at the bottom, working my way up to the top is better because that way I see my growth. I see my rewards. I reap my
right.
good seeds and stuff like that. So I'm happy. I'm content with that. And it's like nobody can't tell me anything. And, I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm big-headed, conceited or anything like that. It's just the fact that I know where I've been and I know where the fuck I'm going. And,
right.
you know, it's just like I'm focused, you know what I'm saying? Like with
right.
Jay-Z and Maya with the best of me and Jay-Z, it's like I'm focused, man. Tell Steph to holler at me, man. I'm focused. I'm so focused, like, I'm driven,
right.
you know what I mean? And,
right.
and it's crazy. Matter of fact, I have another caller. Her name is Brenda. She's from South Carolina, and her kids rap. So I'm sure she probably has some questions for you because, you know, as a mother, being hands-on, being a manager, you always want to ask other people in the industry, okay, what should I do or how do I go about this? And it's nice
right.
when artists come on my show and they're able to give other people advice on what they should do, what they shouldn't do, things to look out for so people don't get taken advantage of. Because a lot of times
right.
people offer kids deals so they can act on their eagerness to make it and get out of a situation to they rape them. Like
right.
not literally rape them, you know.
Well,
oh, yeah, I'm getting confused with Raz V, my bad.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
You know, we ain't going to go into my thoughts on that because my thing would have been, like, when did you stop being a victim and liking it? You don't stay in a group when you're being molested or abused or anything like that, and you make money with them. You break bread. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I
right.
went with Chris Brown. When you was making money, it was all cool. You was gay, undercover gay, DL, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Then
right.
after the group broke up and these motherfuckers left your ass alone, then you was a victim. But my thing is, all victims press criminal charges. So what did you do
mm-hmm.
to say, fuck y'all busting my ass or making me suck little fizz dick?
Right.
I don't understand how another dude can make you suck his dick. And then you go
right.
to criminal. You forget criminal and you go straight to civil. Where the fuck they do that at? Man,
right.
oh, boy, what kind of, woo. I don't know how much money he got, because I'm going to call him, like, the $1 million booty or the $2 million booty, or, well, I'll break it down, $1 million booty and $1 million blowjob, because he got some big-ass lips. And boy, he looks like he might suck a dick better than me.
I mean, that is crazy. You must be broke, you know what I'm saying, just come out with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say you right. I mean, you right. After all this time, man, you want to say something?
He makes it bad, and now it's like you talking about being a spokesperson for abused and men and shit, because you see that shit on his videos. Stop fucking playing. Like, for real, stop playing. Him and Rihanna kill me. How you going to be a victim, Rihanna, and you was the aggressor? But, I mean,
right.
Big ups to Chris Brown, because that motherfucker made a comeback. Everybody is biting his shit. How you going to hate from outside the club? You know what I'm saying? Let go. I mean, everybody is saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He overcame that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And to me, that was bullshit, because he's in a better place now than he was before that shit happened or during that shit. So it's like
right.
Sometimes it takes a person to get you out your comfort zone to get you where you need to be. And that should
right.
be making me mad, because there's a lot of victims out here that when they do want to speak up, it's motherfuckers like that that fuck it up, because it's like the little boy or the bitch that cried wolf. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
like, people going to be like, for real? For real? Your ass could be bleeding. For real, well, we don't believe you. Like, you know,
right.
I mean, it's just shit that just, I don't know. It just pisses me the fuck off. And people in the
right.
chat room was like, wow, wow, my ass. I know I see my motherfucking mind. Get the fuck out of here. Matter of fact, do you think Raspy would pay me any attention if I hit him up and said, let's have a dick sucking contest? You think he would?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, man,
you're
wow.
like, Razzie, let's have a suck-off. See, you
oh,
can make such talk for me. Like, you down? Like, my thing is, earlier in the month, he got a video on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Talking about he's moving to China. He's at the airport, got the tickets, he check-in, blah, blah, blah. Well, when I speak to Knuckles a couple of days ago, he's seeing that bitch a couple of weeks in L.A., so how the fuck you going to move to China, but you back in L.A.? Get the fuck out of
like,
here. You're killing me.
It sounds like that dude need attention, you know what I'm saying? And, like, for him to go that far to get attention, that's, you know what I'm saying? Who knows what his
and
next step is going to be?
I got a homegirl named Gigi. I will let her give him some attention with a strap on. That's one of her fantasies, and she will go ahead and give him all the attention he needs. And if she won't do it, I will give him some attention. I will smack that motherfucker in his head to get some motherfucking sense. You lost your damn mind. The fuck wrong with you? The hell?
That dude. I don't know. That dude, man, he must be going through something right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, damn, you're a grown man now, and you're just going to come out and say all these things, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I mean, some people are just weak-minded, you know what I'm saying? You let...
It's sad. That's what
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Just fucking sad. It's pathetic. It's all this pussy out here. Fuck that. And you got a girl that you've been with for 6 years or some shit like that that your manager can't even stand. You know, to hear him say it, but his manager, I don't know what the fuck wrong with him either. But it's like, men fuck bitches. Bitches fuck bitches and fuck men. That's it. That's how it should be.
Right.
And females, when you fucking another female, make sure your man is in the bedroom so he can stick both of y'all. That makes
hell
beautiful
yeah. that's
music.
What,
you know
what
I'm saying?
I'm
eat her hit from the back. Her on her back, you sit on her face, and he rams the coochie. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
right.
beautiful.
And, right. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And why they doing that? Have the Relentless Dre porno movie playing in the background. Bang.
Oh, yes, yes. My favorite porn
yeah.
star. You ain't a porn star, and you listen to this music, and you have your man pull out that fucking Evo with the kickstand. place that shit, you gonna fuck like you're a porn star. You gonna play it back. Then you gonna call Chuck Money and be like, hey, I got a video for your site. How can I put it up? How can I put it up? And then I'll be like, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad to bring your friend down. We probably gonna get fucking sued next week. So, you know, if I see you in court, we already know how bitch ass nigga go through us. Fucking booty bandit. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey.
How you doing,
Miss Lady?
Pretty good. I was listening to this crazy conversation, and I need to know where to go to even see this story, because I don't even know nothing about this story y'all talking about.
Oh, you can YouTube that.
It's all on World. Yes, and it's all on World Star Hip Hop. He's sitting up there talking about how he was taken advantage of, and, you know, he got some money out of it. You know, he put some people's name out there, Chris Stokes, Marcus Houston, Omarion, this, that, and the third. Me, being a Marcus Houston fan, I love Marcus Houston to death. Sex with you, that's my shit. I got a video dancing to that. Until I seen him stick his dick in somebody else's ass that's a male, fuck what Razzie is saying. Marcus Houston is still the motherfucking man. He can still make my coochie cream, and we still gonna do the damn thing. If I ever get him on my show, we gonna wild the fuck out. I'm gonna tell him, like, I don't give a fuck what people saying. Nigga, you got some good lips. If you ever want to eat something, come holler at me. I don't give a fuck about big juicy lip Razzie. Fuck him, he broke. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got to go on there and hear about this. I have to ask my husband how to hear it about, because I ain't never heard nothing like that. I'm listening to the conversation.
It's all scary ass. It's all scary ass, like, for real. Literally, scary.
I haven't heard it, but y'all crazy. My other question, I'm about to look at it, though. My other question for the artist that's on the line, and now I didn't hear your name because I came in a couple of seconds late.
It's Relentless.
Relentless, and do you rap alone or are you with a group?
Nah, I'm a solo artist, but okay. I do rap with people. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I be doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to KOA Records. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I be doing my own thing, Miss Lady.
Okay, so my question is, I manage a group, a young group. I'm a manager mother, and we've been basically performing all over the place. And you could probably get us on YouTube at, I guess it's CMG, if you look up Swag, then there's a Swag video. But my question is, would you recommend, like, continuously performing at local places, or would you say more or less keep it out of state? Because we're in South Carolina, but we've been performing crazy in Georgia.
Right.
What was your recommendation?
I would say continue to perform as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's local, because you never know. It might be some new people, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're real big and everybody know you, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I would still, I would perform anywhere at any time. You know what I'm saying? That's what type of person I am. But, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who's going to be in town. You know what I'm saying? Or there's somebody that's stopping through. I mean, they might know somebody. So I would definitely say perform as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you might perform in front of four people. You know what I'm saying? But one of them people might know somebody. And then they'd be like, well, hey, man, you got to check these people out right here because they are talented. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I take a fan a day for real if it was like that. You know what I mean? So, that's my advice to you. Just keep performing. You know what I'm saying? Keep everywhere.
Yeah, we got the next thing we have is the Rip the Runway for Urban Spice Magazine in Georgia, April 3rd. So we got some shows. And right now, I don't know, what state are you out of?
I'm in Maryland.
Okay. Well, are you familiar with, like, Hood Hard Hitmakers with DJ Aries?
You know what? That name sound familiar, but I don't think I ever did any work with him. You know what I'm saying? I might have ran across him online or something like that.
Because I know now he's working with Big Bone, C-Bone and Big Boy from Outkast.
Oh,
and right now he just came back from the Bahamas with them. So I believe they're having a listening party, so we're supposed to be performing for them. So we on the right track, more or less, but, you know, it's hard with young kids. Everybody's 14, you know, there's three of them, and it's hard with them because, you know, there's a lot more things. But my only thing is somebody just told me yesterday that you can perform and perform and perform, but if you're not getting music out, I guess they're saying, like, other ways by marketing. But my thing is if we perform and we advertise that we're performing and we're on the radio as we advertise it, I really don't see any other way.
Right. I mean, do y'all, like, heavy grind on the Internet, like Facebook, Twitter? I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, because, like, right now, Internet, you know what I'm saying, that it's free. You know what I'm saying? So please take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's like, it's go all out. Any way that you can get their name out, your name out, do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when people keep hearing somebody's name over and over and over, even if they might not listen to you the first time, they're going to be like, well, okay, I keep hearing this name. I'm going to check these people out. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
I got you. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank
you. You're welcome, Miss Lady.
See, it's just like such a good thing going on here. Matter of fact, I got to play Riding Solo because that's what your ass is doing. Riding Solo by Relentless.
Yeah. This is the type of joint right here. You just hop in your car, man. We ain't got nowhere to go, but you just drive, you know what I'm saying? You can vibe out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo. Riding solo with no destination in mind. Cruise control coasting, so I'm at a steady stride. Got the music up, windows down, summer breezing. Got the feeling I wanna drop for no reason. Hit the highway with no traffic in my way. Moonlight makes the whip, looks like it's bluish gray. Turn the cell off, cause I don't got much to say. Smooth selling, got the iPod on random play. Left the lady home, so I'm dipping out by my. So with me in places I could be, I'm on something else. Tank on full wheel and line, so the steering won't pull. Plus new tires, so you know I'm riding extra good. Just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo, yeah. I'm riding solo. Riding white water, course got the ladies looking. I ain't tripping, I ain't hunting, so I'm not whooping. Just on the drive, thinking I'm happy to be alive. Contemplating on the move to my goals, yes, I strive. Taking exit to 295 on the city. Life about a care in the world, cause of this perfect night. Weather good, traffic good, V8 underhood. Would most def drive to the moon if I could? No, I ain't the only one who drives it clear my head. Stretch believer, I'm a believer, no clouds overhead. See the full moon and the stars through the moon roof. Feeling like I'm floating through the clouds when I'm driving through. Yeah, just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo. Just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo.
Wow, damn.
Oh, yeah, them two songs that you played, you know what I'm saying? You can download my mixtape, both of them songs on my new mixtape, Yeah, I'm Relentless, Volume 3. And you can go to my website, relentless.com. Instead of the S's at the end, it's two Z's. You know what I'm saying? You can download it for free, you know what I'm saying? So please go check that out, you know what I'm saying? And email me and let me know what you think. I love to hear feedback, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I put the S on the end.
Hello?
It has an S on the end,
yeah.
Relentless with an S
no
on the
G.
End.
Well, it's relentlezz.com.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Wow. Hello?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you check us out,
yeah.
Too. You can hit us up. Check us out, Relentless Chick. You can go to myspace.com/spaceboy, SPACEBOYENT, 2010.
Okay, can you repeat that? I'm trying to type it at the same time.
Okay, it's, you know, it's spaceboy, SPACE. B-O-Y E-N-T 2010.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check that out as soon as the interview over.
All right, and that's CMG, the group should come up.
Okay, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to check y'all out. You know what I'm saying? I love underground music, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like as I'm still an underground artist, you know what I'm saying? We pull our all into our music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to because we the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to check it out.
Okay, cool. I'm about to check yours out now because actually I have another show I'm supposed to get on because actually my son's group is about to be on there, so I'm going to have to go get ready to go. But Chalk Mommy, I'm going to hit you back up in a minute as soon as I listen to their interview, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, listen, I'm definitely going to check you.
All right, thank you. I'm definitely going to hit you up too.
Okay.
All right.
So, see, that's what I like about my show because people are such spectators of the music. And, you know, they always have somebody they know or somebody close to them where, you know, the feedback is needed. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
Like, you're going through the struggles and the pains that rappers just starting out have gone through. So it's like you're more apt to give them good advice, sound advice, you know. You're not going to do them wrong because it's been, you know, you got some people that, you know, like, okay, they say whatever, you know what I'm saying, because it's like, oh, they don't have time or just on some negative shit or whatever. Not saying that all rappers are like that because they're not, but you just got some that are like big headed and it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to get it together.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all, at the end of the day, we all got to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So we all human. And I had asked a question to like my Facebook followers or whatever, my friends on there. I was like, if I ever did cross over, like, you know what I'm saying, like, be rich, you know what I'm saying, would I think I would go Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, nah, but I had one person who said, yeah, you probably would, but I'm so down to earth, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't see it, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, why be an idiot, you know what I'm saying, for no apparent reason, you know what I'm saying? Why not help somebody else out or give them good advice, you know? I'm not saying you got to give money out your pocket, but if somebody just want a minute of your time, you know, if you have it, you know, why not, you know what I'm saying, talk to that person or whatever.
And, I mean, some people should do that, but, you know, they don't. And, you know, I guess this is part of the industry. You have some people that are cool. You have some people that are assholes, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love them all. I love them all. I love having an asshole on my show so I can break his ass down because, shit, nigga don't want to talk about his dick. Whether it's good or whack, he don't want to talk about it. And a lot of rappers got some whack, just so y'all know. A lot of some of y'all rappers got some wet. I wouldn't know because I ain't touched you. I ain't trying to touch you, but you know, you know. I listen to what females say.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like I said, man, people, you know, they just be beside themselves, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, eventually it's going to come to an end, and then, you know what I'm saying, they being an asshole. It's nobody going to be there, you know what I'm saying, for them, you know what I'm saying? Because they're like, nah, motherfucker, you was an asshole all this time, you know what I'm saying? Now you falling off, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, you know? So, yeah.
I mean, and it's crazy because you sit there and just be like, you sit there and try to think about what's on somebody's mind or whatever. And it's just like, I don't know, because I look at all these things that come on TVs, the documentaries and everything like that, and, like, seeing the artist on stage, I mean, I think that has got to be, like, the big adrenaline rush feeling ever. Like, the biggest high that you can have is being on a stage and you crunk and the audience crunk. And you're just sitting there rapping your songs, grabbing your crotch, pulling your pants up, or dropping them to show them your multicolored drawers. I mean, I think it's got to be, like, real cute to be on the stage performing like that.
Oh, man, you're right. It's, like, a big rush, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a shy person, you know what I'm saying? So, even before the show, I was nervous, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I didn't know what to expect, you know what I'm saying? Like, before a show, you know what I'm saying? I was excited. Like, before this show, I was excited. Like, before every show I do, I'd be excited. I'd be nervous. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, it's once, you know what I'm saying, I get the mic in my hand, I hear that beat, I'm in my zone. You know what I'm saying? And it's over. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. So,
yeah.
So you was nervous?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mean, I've been doing, you know, I was skinny, but like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was like a sex talk blog radio. I was like, oh, for real, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be, you know what I mean? I'm going to be prepared, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you are real cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm so happy to have this interview.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Yes, I try to be very laid back and down to earth and whatnot. You know, I try my best.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're doing a good job, you know what I'm saying? You're a cool person in my book.
You gotta be, because it's like, you know, you said something that I completely agree when we talked about, when you said with your fans, when you try to answer everybody, and it's like, you know, if you can't do it right then, as soon as you get a chance. And me, that's why, you know, I have a number. People call me. I answer it 60% of the time, because a lot of them be on their own talking about that bullshit. And I ain't no come at me with no bullshit type of chick. So I'll just send your ass a voicemail or whatever. But for the most part, when you email me or you message me on my site, I'll answer it. Like, I'll go and see what you got to say and everything like that and respond back. And my fan questions from FanBridge, you know, I answer all of those because it's like, I want you to spend your money with me. I want you to keep making me successful. So if I can't take the time out to, like, sit there and talk to you or whatever when you got something to say, then what the fuck purpose is it? You know, I can't make myself popular.
Right.
I can't do this by myself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I wouldn't even consider it, like, people who listen to my music, fans, you know what I'm saying? I consider them friends or family, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, man, like, I get people hit me up and they, like, tell me their problems, you know what I'm saying? If I can help them, you know what I'm saying, just give them some kind of way to, you know what I'm saying, or answer the best way I can, you know, because I'm just, you know, it's not my situation, but, you know what I'm saying, I would sit there and write a whole paragraph, you know what I'm saying, you know, just to tell you, you know, what I would do or my opinion or, you know what I'm saying? But, man, it's just like, you know what I'm saying, the power of communication, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, key, you know what I'm saying? Because when you respond back to that person, they're going to look at you like, okay, you know what I'm saying? He's a real person, and you know, he's a, you know what I'm saying, a real person that I can, you know what I mean, follow or listen to, you know what I'm saying, because, again, if he took time out to do whatever he was doing to talk to me, you know what I'm saying, he got to be a good person, you know what I'm saying, and that's one thing about me, you know, I have, a big heart, you know what I'm saying. It's, like, very rare that you hear me being negative or anything like that, you know what I'm saying. But, man, it's just the power of communication, you know what I'm saying, it's like, the key, for real, that's, I think that's how I made it this far, just being so humble, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people ain't humble, you know what I'm saying, they be some total idiots for no reason, like, if we were talking about, I'm, like, the most humble person you ever run across.
See, that's good, because, you know, a lot of people, like, you got to keep God first, then you got to be grounded and level. So therefore, when you get ready to receive the blessings that are coming your way, they're apt to they can be more apt. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And to me, I try to practice what I preach, because it's like. Like I said, everybody is given gifts in life, and it's all about how you utilize them, you know. And, you know, you got to be a respecter and be like, okay, I'm going to take this gift and I'm going to do the best that I can, this, that, and the third. And, you know, some people might be, like, a little retarded and just be like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, like, who is your all-time favorite old-school rapper?
Old school rapper, I would have to say, like, Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because, like, now I think of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did, like, some heavy metal, you know, rap over, like, the that Wicked track. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? And Today Was a Good Day. That's, like, a classic for everybody. It is, you know what I'm saying? It's so funny, right, because I started listening to Ice Cube because my dad used to always play Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, my favorite all-time old-school rapper. You know what I'm saying? That's one person I would love to work with. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Especially with
right.
His kids rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And see, that's
yeah.
What I like about rappers that started out, you know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, hopefully they're all humble enough to be like, you know what, I remember, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, my phone is tripping. And it's like you remember, they'd be like, oh, I remember when I started out, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of me and you, and then they're like, okay, let me go ahead and drop a verse or drop some knowledge or put them in the right direction. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that, you know. Because a lot of people ask me about being in the industry, what can they do? Like, I tell them, do what I did. Create your own buzz.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't follow behind nobody because you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, he sound like such and such, you know what I'm saying? Or you trying to be like such and such, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not good. That's not good on your image, you know what I'm saying? Because they're always going to paint you as a shadow.
You know, and that's crazy because I'm like, you know, just create your own buzz. Decide you're going to put this much money into what you're doing and see what happens. Because in that way, can't nobody take anything away from you. You don't have to worry about selling your soul. Like, remain as independent as possible because with not, it's like you lose yourself. Because then to
right.
me, I feel like, okay, I always said I wasn't going to go into hardcore. Well, fuck, Friday took me into hardcore, but I'm not going to sit here and be on anybody's contract because then I have to do what they want me to do. So it's certain things that I say I'm not going to do, but if I'm signing away, because I'm not a big wig, so it's not like I can come in here pushing my own weight, like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yes, I'm going to bring a nice following, but I'm still not a Pinky, I'm still not a Cherokee or anything like that. So it's like I have to stay within my comfort zone. My comfort zone is I call all the shots. I do what I do. I control what's coming in and going out. I control all the filming. I have all the rights to my shit. That's
right.
Where I'm at. And I tell people to do that all the time. Like, you know, just remain true to yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you don't owe nobody nothing, you know what I'm saying, because you just be real with yourself, and people respect you for that, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about nobody going back, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's not really him, you know what I'm saying? So, that's, you know what I'm saying? I do, you know what I'm saying, 100%. I'm myself at all times, you know what I'm saying? I just don't understand, like, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that the whole fake it till you make it, you know what I'm saying? That's not me at all, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people be on the internet faking, like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you ain't doing nothing, man. You be on Facebook all day, you know what I'm saying? You can't be making no moves like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I work, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm on Facebook, I be at work bored, you know what I'm saying? I write all my music at work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I basically getting paid to write music. for real, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's killer, though, for real, because I be having shows, and I had to be at work in the morning. Somehow, like, I rarely sleep. You know what I'm saying? So, that's one thing of the game, you know what I'm saying? You know, because... You know what I'm saying? I have a daughter, you know what I'm saying? I got to pay bills, so, you know what I'm saying? Always got to keep the money rolling in, so.
Of course.
You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I work 72 hours a day, that's what I say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always on my grind, you know what I'm saying? It's always music, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, If it takes one fan a day, you know, gaining a fan a day, you know what I'm saying, I do it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just got to stay on your constant grind, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's not easy. A lot of people think doing music is easy, you know what I'm saying? They don't be in the studio with you, and you know what I'm saying? And you might think that you hit your verse perfectly, but the engineer be like, nah, you go back and redo that joint. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit can get real hard.
That's crazy. And, I mean, it's also, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if everybody just stayed focused on what they was doing and remembering that help thy neighbor out, I think the industry would be a lot better. You know what I'm saying? It would be more of a friendlier arena instead of the cutthroat, you know what I'm saying, or the backbiting and stuff like that. If everybody had a humble and friendly forum to express and help other artists, you know what I'm saying? I think the industry would be a lot different. And, I mean, that's even with porn stars, like you said, like some of them was getting mad and everything like that. And I don't have anything against them, you know what I'm saying? I love porn stars. And I mean, I don't really look at them and stuff like that because I went on the site today. Basically, for everybody that's listening, Pink Candy, XXX, go to urbanxawards.com and vote for Pink Candy and Diamond Hips. She's from North Carolina. Pink Candy is from Indiana. Diamond Hips is the newcomer, and Pink Candy is the BBW porn star. So I had the luxury of having Pink Candy XXX on the show. She has a very lovely personality. She's a very nice girl. I also had another porn star, Superstar XXX. And I don't know, she had like a chip on her shoulder. I don't know why, but I guess if I weighed 400 pounds, I'd have a chip on my shoulder too. I'd be mad at the world. Shit. You'd be mad at her dress and pull away from the motherfucking all-you-can-eat table. But, no, I'm not hating on you because you're a porn star. I don't like nastiness. Like, your attitude is nasty, so I don't want you to think I'm hating on you. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want y'all to go out and vote for my girls. So that's www. UrbanXAwards.com. You know, y'all might see me there 2012. I don't know. I really made this transition. Might as well go ahead and hit you in the head and hit you with the flex and take your money while y'all watch me do what y'all want to see me do. I like me thinking about it as something there, something, you know, to, like, really think about. So, matter of fact, I see Mr. G.A. must have got lost in the shuffle or something like that, and now he's back. And so we're going to bring him back on the air so he can interact these last few minutes.
Right.
Mr. G.A.
Hey, baby, I'm back. How y'all doing?
Oh, I hope you're not mad at me for talking about your girlfriend, Superstar Triple X, you know, that big bitch ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. She ain't my girlfriend. You lost your fucking mind, yo. You don't even do big girl, shorty.
You know, I'm just fucking with you. I'm like, nah. But make sure, matter, let me put this up in the chat room because I want them to vote for my home girl. Like, I need them to, whatchamacallit, Urban.
I tell you what, man, it's been a real laid-back show, man. I ain't never seen this laid-back old Chalk Mommy. Yo, listen, G, she tired from last Friday, yo.
Oh, she told me it was off the chain, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah,
you ain't been on our website? You got to go on her site.
Nah. Today was my first day going on her Ning.com site. I was like, wow.
Yo,
I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? All right. I see what
man,
it is.
She went hard. I was like, I'm watching like, oh, I'm saying she on that sucking dick and talking, I'm saying, on a show, like Vogue Talk.
Oh,
I'm like, how you do that?
That's gangsta, super, yo. That's a lot of talent right there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's
of course.
Multitasking, right?
Right.
Yeah, she a bad little girl. Keep it real, I mean, she keep it real. I like that about her. She keep it real with everybody. I'm saying women, men, whoever. You know what I'm saying? She keep it straight real.
Right, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, she a real cool person. You know what I'm saying? I can tell that she going to speak her mind at any time, and like it or not, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that for her.
And I'm saying, I mean, real talk between me and you, if you have some bullshit music, yo, you won't be on her show, yo. She won't play your shit, trust me. You won't be on her show. So she like your style, for real.
Oh, man, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Like, sometimes you send your music to people, you don't know how people going to react to it. You know what I'm saying? So just to hear that, you know what I'm saying, man, it's like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Just for listening and, you know, just pay me some attention, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're good. I'm being harassed by DJ Caesar, the landlord of the South. I'm being harassed. My manager's being harassed. Like, that's kind of scary. Like, I mean, I'm looking at you, and I swear he looked like Cat Williams on a bad day with the hairdo, and I'm like, what the fuck can he be really producing? And I'm like, just the fact that he's coming on so strong, I'm like, nah, because it seems like everything that I'm popping up on, like the Wu-Tang site, other people's site, damn, here his ass going. He was there before me. I'm like, yo, like, where in the fuck do they do that at? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Well,
I tell you what. Listen, you on the realest and the illest blog talk hot radio sex show ever, yo. But I'm saying, and what she do, man, she get it, I'm saying, she get the artists on the show, talk to them, I'm saying, but they music, their career, they trying to do, and when they going with it, I'm saying, she just show mad love to everybody, man, that's got good music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, with that being said, you know, it's a lot of cats out there in the industry.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, this, I'm, like, grateful just, you know what I'm saying, to be able to talk to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know, I never met y'all before, and for y'all to, you know what I'm saying, accept me in on your show, man, it's, like, it's unbelievable to me, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get to talk to, you get to talk to great people, you know what I'm saying? And, man, it's, like, amazing to me.
One love.
Yeah, man.
See, it's like, we keep love around here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's fake, you can point that out off the break, you know what I'm saying? You know, so you're not going to really pay them no attention. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Then, you know what I'm saying? There it is.
Hell yes. So, like, I hope that, you know, if you have time, you can, I don't know, because you might be working and everything like that for the party, but it's going to be recorded and everything. It's going to be off the chain, like, real talk. Like, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
The biggest event that Chuck Mommy has ever thrown right here, yo, it's going to be off the chain, yo. I mean, hold on. Matter of fact, on Chuck, your girl on the phone, Missy, here.
Hey, Chuck Mommy.
Hey, Missy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I know I've been doing fine.
I'm mad at you. Happy Friday.
Messing around with those kids? My kids, you know. Sometimes that dual role, you know, the mother and the freak, you can't combine them all at one time.
Oh, I already know. Thank God my youngest is 16. I got 2 more years and that motherfucker is gone. 2 more years. But then again, hell, the 26 and the 24 and the 20, I can't get rid of them either. So everybody that's waiting for y'all kids to turn 18 thinking y'all going to have a peace of mind, that's a motherfucking lie. They don't go away. They come back and they multiply with their kids. They like baby kids. We don't die. We multiply. That's the real shit.
All right. Keep
that
it going.
Is
so at your event, have the male exotic dancers?
You know what? I have severed my ties with that situation with the club and everything like that. So I'm gonna have an event on April the 30th at why keep saying South Beach? I'm going in it. Myrtle Beach. I'm doing pre-sale tickets. It's gonna be like $50. It's gonna have like all types of events. Throughout the day, and I'm trying to find somebody that's into the tantra because I've seen it, but I didn't really pay it no attention or whatever when I was at an exotic poetry reading. But I think that's gonna top the event before everybody like starts chilling and having a good time or whatever. But
okay.
I'm gonna have a film crew there, cameraman, females there that do the little sex toy parties to, like, have their demonstrations and sell their products and stuff like that.
Okay.
Something for the foot fetish people, poetry reading and everything like that, and I think some type of lingerie party. So, I mean, it's like, you're going to get your money's worth, and we're looking to tying it into a package deal for people that live in other places, like for traveling, like flying, this, that, and the third, because I'm booking a villa, it's 2-bedroom, it sleeps 8. So if people think that they're going to stay in my villa, they ain't staying in that bitch for $50. That's going to be a little bit more money in there, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's what I'm looking at. So I have people asking about Florida. So once I finish with South Carolina on the 30th, you know, that Saturday night to that Sunday, then May, I'm going to go into Florida. It's going to be 4 cities, so I'm going to break it up into 2 weekends. So the first weekend, I'm going to go down to, like, Panama City and Tampa. Then that following weekend, I'll do South Beach and Fort Lauderdale. Like, you know, South Beach Saturday, Fort Lauderdale Friday. So, you know, knowing my ass, I'll be done staying down there the whole 2 damn weeks and told my kids, look, I ain't coming home for the money. I'll go ahead and pay the bills, and y'all just see me when y'all see me. So after that, we do the Florida trip, then I'm coming up to the A. Then I can't neglect Virginia Beach. You know, I got to go through Virginia Beach. Shouts out to Joe Pro. Then I'm coming up to Maryland, D.C., hang out with Relentless, and then No from Bird Gang. What's up, No? Then, you know, I got to take it on to, you know, New York and then show Mr. G.A. that Brooklyn really is some paymasters because he don't believe me, but I can show him better than I can tell him. So,
okay.
So this is all going to start, you might as well say, this is going to be like a little tour thing. I have people from Chicago and Detroit asking me to come up to their cities and do all that. So it's really going to be, you know, something special. Like, I'm really excited about it. I'm happy to be working with Gigi from Sex, Let's Make It Better. You know, I brought the idea to her. I feel like she could be on the same mindset and business frame of mind that I'm on, so we could get this popping off and make it lucrative for both of us. We're going to have vendors, you know, because of the nature of everything, you know, the vendors will pay like a little fee because they're going to make money anyway, you know, for people that sell the Click Cream, the Coochie Cream, this, that, and the third. I'm just like really, really excited because I've been sitting here writing on my notebook paper my itinerary, like something for my foot people, foot fetish, foot worshiping. Then the tour demonstrators, oral instructionals. Yes, I will have the Pop Rocks. Poetry readings, then the Tantra Act. Then the next thing you know, yes, getting busy. And, you know, for those of you that like to be film stars, it will be recorded and the DVD will be for sale. So, you know, I'm a businesswoman, shit.
Well, nothing wrong with that. At all.
And I'm already creating a nice buzz for all these little freaky groups I'm in on Facebook. I did not realize there was a bunch of nasty people on Facebook. Ooh, great Gotham. It's like their own secret underground. Boy, I'm here to tell you, it is no joke on Facebook. Like, I'm seeing dicks I ain't know existed. I'm seeing all kinds of shit. Some of this shit is scaring me because it's like a man with an animalistic dick. Like, where they do that at? I wouldn't want to show that because you ain't going to get no pussy that way. But then again, you know, you got some porn stars that ain't got no walls that'll take it, or you got 400-pound porn stars that, you know, that can take it, you know, because shit, they got a bunch of ass. So you got to get through the ass to get to the pussy. So, I mean, if you got a long dick, that might be your best bet.
Well, that'll work. Now, what's the
dates again? April 30th through May 1st, Myrtle Beach.
And so, you know, that's hitting right on my birthday weekend, so I'm really feeling that. My birthday weekend is May 3rd.
Somebody's legs will be up like Lamborghini doors right along with mine. I ain't mad at you.
And with a bang. You hear that?
Yeah. Relentless, you and your homies might want to start looking towards April 30th, fuck Myrtle Beach weekend. You're like, oh, shit, this is some real grown and sexy. I'm going to introduce my drink called Bust the Pussy 151 Southern Comfort and Raspberry Liqueur. It's a shot. Then we're going to have, like, the little passion fruit punch that's going to knock you on your ass. So people that are local, you know, y'all can come fuck with us and then go home. But people that are traveling long distance, get your telly. Get situated because it's going to be a long night. When I tell you a long night, it's going to be a long night. You might not go to sleep till the sun come up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a jacuzzi in my room and shit, we might recreate Chit Diddy's album release party without the bitch getting her hair caught on fire. We all in the jacuzzi drinking champagne because we thirsty. You know what I mean? It's just, it's just going to be that motherfucking off the chain. I mean, I'm just here to tell you. I just cannot wait. I'm just ready. I'm going to make the announcement and the fucking event it on Facebook, my site, blasting it on the BlackBerry Messenger. Let me see, emails, you know. So give everybody, like, address for the mailing list so y'all can keep up with the itineraries. But this is going to be the summer theme, like adult parties, like getting it in. Like, this is what we do. Dick gonna feel nice, pussy gonna feel nice, lips gonna feel nice. There's not gonna be a shortage of protein shakes out there because I'm sure it's gonna be all types of flavors out there. All my followers hit me up. we can have a swallowing contest. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. It's never going to be a dull moment.
Definitely not if I'm coming. Because I'm looking for the party people that really like to get it in.
Yes. So I'm telling people, pre-sale tickets is the best way to go. I have PayPal set up. I'll send you an electronic ticket. You'll print it out and bring it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you come up there just like as a pop-up, I got a blocker for your ass. It's called double. You're going to pay double. So be smart. Be, you know, do everything in perfect order. Go along with the program so everything can be smooth and stuff like that. And then if you heard about it at the last minute, you can still go online and get your tickets and just print it out and just show. And ID will be checked because I'm not about to have no underage dudes or no underage females up in my shit.
Right. There you go.
That's just not going to work. 18 does not make you grown in my world. Shit, I really don't want to fuck with you if you're 21, but the law says I have to.
Uh-huh.
But my law is different, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, 25 and up. But then, you know, a 21-year-old come here, we can teach them how to satisfy their mate. Then they go back on they grown and sexy, and the next thing you know, they be done turn some motherfuckers out, and then they be done turn some people out. So it's going to be a turnout party, especially with that Kama Sutra and that Tantra. I'm waiting for a motherfucker to make me bust from just touching me or just looking at me and just saying some words. So I'm waiting on. So I can just bust all over his ass.
A little bit more about the Tantra sex. Explain that.
Basically, I'm learning about it. It's some Indians. It's originated in India. A friend of mine was telling me basically what it was. And matter of fact, it's 6,000 years old. And hold on 1 second. Now, let me go back to where it was because this dude dropped science on me, and then my friend on BBM dropped science on me because he was stationed over there for several months, and he's like, Indian people are very, very freaky. And so that's what put him on to it. It says, Tantra teaches us to reclaim our sexual intimacy, which is our birthright. And definitely goes in to say that it's over 6,000 years old. Then the female is like, it's an emotional, mental, and spiritual thing. It can be done with someone on a different level. That was from a female. This one guy is like, he has a book and he's studying, and he got it from a novelty store for $20. And he's reading, he's on the Tantra squirting chapter. And I was like, wow. And then he says, Tantra is the Asian body of belief and practices which, working from the principle that the universe experience is nothing other than a concrete manifestation of the divine energy of the Godhead that creates and maintains the universe. That's some deep shit.
But let me tell you on some real shit. I'm into meditation too, right? And somebody turned me on to some music. It's Tantra sex music, and told me to meditate to that. And when you listen to it, right, the type of vibes and music that's played, it gets you in a real sexual mood. And so I started meditating about the type of sex that I wanted, how I wanted, and I'm telling you, the next day it all came true. And I noticed every time I meditate to that music, it's like the sex is off the chain.
What? Can I get that music? Can you like rip it off the CD and send it to me?
Yes. Please believe it. I can do that tonight. You listen to it, just listening to it, it arouses all the sexual senses. It really gets you to go there. And then when you start thinking about it, visualizing what you want, how you want it, as much as you want, it comes to you. It's like you attract that just listening to the music.
Damn. Could you imagine a hot-ass rapper using a Tantra song to make a rap song? Could you imagine the effect that shit would have? Could you imagine all the pussies he would make come from that song?
Definitely.
Mm. Gave me an idea.
Unless you on the right show tonight. See what you're going to take back with you? You're going to be like, you already start Googling Tantra music, instrumental, meditation.
Yep.
And all you got to do, ooh, shit.
Damn.
See, I already see.
Lord,
look, see, I'm just listening, right? I'm already writing in my head what I'm gonna say. You know what I'm saying?
That music is something. It is a spiritual thing, but it's a spiritual sexual thing because sexual sex is so natural, but it brings
right.
you everything that you want.
Right.
Everything. And don't play it while you having sex, because if your partner ain't hip to what's going on, it'll be like they in a trance too, and they just lose their mind.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my. Really?
And when you hear it, you wouldn't think it's nothing to it. You know what I mean? But once you start listening to it, usually even if you go on, like, YouTube, right, and YouTube search for Tantra Love or Tantra Sex and listen to
Tantra Love music video.
Mm-hmm. And just listen to it. You know, once it starts playing after, you know, like, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, you're so into it. It's like, damn. Okay.
Oh, Tantra music. Free on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. I'm just happy about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now myself.
You see it? It should be several videos that come up.
Tantra music. Okay.
And this is what I do. See, I hook my headphones up to my laptop when I'm listening to it so I can just, you know, get into my little private thing when it's just me. And when you have it in the headphones and it's really playing, it gets you. It really gets you. And, for those that's into that heavy masturbation, try masturbating to that shit. Oh, my God, please believe it. You don't need no toys, no creams, no nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Go.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going down.
Yep.
Ooh, Tantra.com. Experience 26 hours of Tantra and Kama Sutra video that will enable you to create the tantric love life you've been dreaming of. What? 26 hours. It's only 24 hours in a day. They didn't get you some extra. Oh, my God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ejaculation mastery? Woo! Whoa. I need to book. I need to go ahead and
some extra.
Man, this website is off the sexual positions for female orgasms, oral techniques, sensory awakening, Kama Sutra positions, rear entry. Oh, shit. I ain't going nowhere tonight. I am staying right here on this bitch right now. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Relentless, you got that? Tantrum.com.
Tantrum.com, okay.
Yeah, Tantra, TANTRA.com. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Helping a woman to ejaculate. No, help me squirt. Oh, yes. That's all I want to say for the next 10 days is yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. This has been an awesome show. Chica is wet, and I'm not going to feed her tonight. I'm going to have to read up on this tantra first before I let anybody smash anything and cook. And, yes. on Tuesday. Yes, this Tuesday I have Mike Bless from Slip and Slide Records. He's Rick Ross's label mate. Has a song out with Trina, Briscoe, Limbo Life, a lot, Frank Lini, Papa Duck, Briscoe. He's nice. Females, he's nice on the eyes. Wish there was a way we could have did it live so y'all could have got a good visual. He may have been my setup artist, but, you know, that's going to wait till next month. I got another good show coming for y'all. So Tuesday, 8 to 10, Mike Bless is going to be on the show. Tonight we had Relentless Dre, or Relentless, from Maryland, D.C. area, but he represents Maryland. Very cool guy, very humble, very laid back. You're always welcome to come back on the show. For the month of April, your music will be on the ChocMommyProductions.ning. Make sure, I'll DM you all the information, my contact information, to get in touch with me personally. So I can get the site, that song on the site and everything like that, and anything you got that you need me to promote for you and stuff like that, I got you. You know, it doesn't stop because you came on the show. I make building foundations and friendships and stuff like that. If I'm not a one-hit quitter and that's it, just because you came on my show, I stopped fucking with you. No, I continue to fuck with you on a regular basis.
Okay, that's what's good. I'm definitely going to send you that song dedicated to my favorite porn star. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure Skinny gets you that song right there.
That will work. Everybody, thank you for calling Chocolate City. This has been a good show, and I will see everybody on Tuesday night. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, baby. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.